Hey, you guys, peace and blessings. Thank you for joining my podcast, Hurt to Heal by R.S. Cole. You can follow me on social media. My business information on Instagram is holistic_intentions LLC. On TikTok, I am also holistic_intentions LLC. You can also follow my personal social media at I_am_goddess_RS Cole on Instagram as well. Twitter page for the business is in the making, so don't forget to look out for those. The YouTube is Holistic Intentions LLC as well. Go ahead and follow me on all of my platforms, guys, to keep up with everything. I appreciate you for tuning in. Let's go ahead and get into our topic. Hey everyone, and welcome back to an episode of Hurt to Heal with R.S. Cole, yours truly. So today we are going to have a very interesting topic. I have not heard a lot of people talk about it. Don't know how often it is talked about, but today, ooh baby, we're going to talk about it. So we are going to talk about spirituality and dating. Whew, I just already, man, it got hot in here. Like already. So for some reason, a lot of people are just like, you know, hey, why are so many spiritualists single? You know, you guys can manifest this and manifest that. How come you guys aren't manifesting partners and love and this and that and this and that? And it's because we are too busy making sure that we are good. Not only are we too busy making sure that we are good, I'm gonna be honest with you, peace is a scary place. Not having to be responsible or having to conform to or even consider another individual's who is on a human experience, their feelings, and the decisions that you make, it is a peaceful thing. And some may agree. And some may not, but this is my view. Y'all know if you disagree, okay, cool. You know, let's have a healthy conversation about it. Let's lay out the facts, because that y'all know that's how I am. I'm going to lay out the facts. I don't care about feelings. Give me nothing but the facts. Now, I am not saying that there is no people in the spiritual community dating. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying a lot of them are not on the level of I need to be in a relationship, regardless if it's a desire. Some of them are just like, you know, I like my peace. I like where I'm at. I like the connection that I have with spirit. I like the connection that I have with my guides and being able to travel and do certain things and not having to answer to anyone else's emotions. It is a peaceful thing and it is a peaceful place. Not to mention, a lot of spiritualists have gone through so many different levels, so many different ascensions, and still going through ascensions, let's be honest, still going through a lot of those ascensions and those levels and still uncovering and unlayering different things that they had to unlearn, you know. As I told you guys before, healing is a lifestyle. It is not, oh, I'm healed, so I'm going to move on. It is a lifestyle. You know, being spiritual is a lifestyle. It's not something you're going to take off the shelf and, you know, play with it for a little bit and then put it back on there and just clean it off when it collects dust. That's not how this works. Not for the true people anyway. That's not how this works. It's not like a jacket that you can just take off. You know, when you are living in the spiritual world, it is literally like having glasses that you can never take off. When you are able to see certain things, when you are able to see frequencies and energies and feel frequencies and energies, it's something that you're not going to forget. You can't just say, oh, I never seen that, or think that you're going to unsee or unlearn it. That's not how that works. And as you grow through each of your healing cycles, as you grow through each of your ascensions, of course, you're only going to meet people that are at that level. And as you ascend, there's going to be someone else. Now, if there are two people, and I've spoken on this before, who understand exactly what's going on with energy and frequencies in the world and within another person living in this human experience, a lot of them are still willing to do the work. Like, hey, listen, I don't want to go back and forth. I don't want to have this person and this person and this person. I want you to be my person. And with you being my person, that means me understanding and knowing that you are going to ascend further than I am at some point. And then it's also vice versa. I may ascend past you. But let's go ahead and create a platform. Let's go ahead and create a balance as to where we can meet each other in the middle to continue our journey. That is something that can absolutely happen when you have two beings that are spiritually inclined, that understand energy, that understand that people are going to grow through different cycles, and they're willing to do the work. Practicing and having the art of detachment is one of the best things I can advise to any spiritual person. Because you understand energy. You understand that you must release in order to receive. You understand that there is balance and duality in all things. You understand that just at some times you do have to let a person, a place, or a thing go. And when it comes back around, you'll be grateful for it because you know it's going to now meet you at your new level. So there's a lot of different reasons why a lot of spiritualists are just like, I'm good. And it's because that peace that comes with it. You can meet somebody and they can be on their journey and they can also fall by the wayside. I tell people all the time, I don't care for people who commit themselves to change. And that's your business if that's what you like to do. But that's not somebody that I could see myself dealing with in a romantic fashion. When you commit yourself to change, you're just changing. And let me explain that, because some of you are like, oh, that's what you're supposed to do. Change happens when adverse shit happens in your life. Things that you don't like, things that are disdain, things that are painful, things that make you have a wake-up call, things that shock you or shell shock you. Oh, I got to change. I got to do this. I can't do this no more. I got to. No, because just as fast as you were able to change, you are able to result back to where you were. But when you commit yourself to growth, that means you are looking and you are willing to do the work and go step by step by step. So as you continue to grow and understand and feel the new individual that you become each day, each week, each month, each year, there is no going back. Because you are going to understand that that version of you had to die. That version of you no longer exists. That version of you was worn out, broken, beaten, hurt, in pain. And that's not where you want to be again. You want to be exactly where you are because you've done the work to get there. I will take growth over change any day. Commit yourself to growth because that tells me or that tells other people that you are willing to continue to do the work. And it's not just a one-time thing. So a lot of spiritualists, they look at that. You can change how you want to, but you can also change back. But when you grow, you're going to grow. You're going to be able to notice your phases. You're going to be able to notice your differences. You're going to be able to notice who you are now versus then. You'll be able to look at a photo and say, wow, I'm no longer that person. I no longer wear that energy. And that's just like for me. When people are like, oh, hey, I found this old picture of you, you know, before you had locks. Okay, well, burn it. What'd you still got it for? That is no longer me. I no longer wear that energy. That is a woman who was very broken. That is a woman who had gone through so much trauma, she lived in it. That is a woman who did not know who she was outside of her pain and outside of her trauma and outside of her story. That's no longer me. I don't want to meet that person again. That person is who they were. That person had to die in order for me to be reborn. And when you are dealing with a person who does not know that, who does not have that knowledge of self, who does not have that knowledge of self-worth, or if you come into contact with a person who doesn't have that knowledge of self, that knowledge of energy, it's just like, why? You know, what for? Basically. And that's your mindset. It's just, what for? Why am I going to waste my time? And for me, you know, I'm on the level of it takes you one time. The first time you violate, I'm good. It takes one time. Maybe you'll get your act together. Maybe you'll, okay, maybe. I'm not going to stick around to have to forgive you for a second time. No. Because the first time is shame on you. The second time is shame on me. Because I didn't understand and realize and look past my flesh from the first time. A lot of people are on this, oh, ride or die, ride or die, ride or die. Listen, my ride's supposed to be smooth. I'm not about to be going through these dips, these corners, these, you know, two-wheel motion. I'm not about to go through all that. We need to have a plan. Or even if we are going with the flow, that flow needs to do just that. It's flow. Okay? It needs to be something that is effortless. It needs to be a reciprocation of energy. It needs to be a reciprocation of care. Words, expressions, physicality, all of those things need to be reciprocated. And if you can't give that, then okay, that's fine. I'm not the one for you. You're not the one for me. And that's okay. There are a lot of spiritualists that are celibate because we understand that sex is more than just a pleasurable act. It is the sacred exchange of energy. So instead of having to deal with somebody else's demons, instead of having to deal with somebody else's unhealed trauma that they have refused to look at and fix, you choose to keep yourself to yourself. I mean, shit, I could please me. And this is a thought process of not only women, y'all. This is men too. I know some spiritual men who are celibate. And they're just like, I don't want to share my body with just any woman. I just don't. I understand that my seed is precious. I understand that what I yield is just as important as what she yields. Because when you bring them together, they create life. They literally bring a soul from the ether. So no, I don't want to just give myself to anybody. I've had a guy tell me, look, I'd rather beat my meat until the day I die than to go ahead and allow somebody else's, you know, excess baggage, energy, pain, and trauma fill my life. He said, I'll never go there again. And I 100% felt him. Oh, man, I understood. Because that's real. And nobody likes to look at it that way. Everybody's looking at their flesh. Everybody's looking at the pleasure of just what they want, opposed to what's going to feed you, what is going to nurture you. A lot of people don't look at it that way. So they do what they do. And I'm not saying that, oh, when you're spiritual, you can't have sex. And it's not, that's not what I'm saying. What I am stating is there are some people who just truly look at the energy of the act, who look at sex for exactly what it is, an exchange of energy. So people that are healing don't want to share that part of themselves. They don't want to let that part go. But let's also keep in mind, too, that when two energies merge together, and release their DNA without being extremely vulgar, but I know y'all know what I'm saying. But understand that when your body releases your DNA, that DNA is now secreting into another individual. And there are three places, well, quite a few places, that DNA can seep into you. A lot of people, or I'll just say this part, a lot of men don't understand how their women know X, Y, and Z. Do you not understand that what you hold is your DNA that creates life? Since it is not creating life at that time, the only thing it can do is pass information. And that information is being passed to the individual that you are delving with or the individual that you have placed it into. That is the same with women. Your secretions, you also have DNA. You know what I'm saying? And as they drink from that well, as they drink from that nectar, they understand who you are. They can see past what you're saying. And their intuition about you becomes stronger. And that is on both ends. And for some reason, people don't understand that. They never get that. That intuition will always be there with that other individual, especially if you are consuming their DNA. I'm just saying. Y'all ain't gotta listen to me. Y'all don't have to listen to me. But I'm just telling you what's been proven. So you always want to be careful of who you are sharing yourself with. Because you are not only sharing yourself, you are sharing your ancestors. Your ancestors are in your DNA. They are the very fabric, the very blood that runs through your veins. Some of y'all are protecting people that shouldn't even be protected, and that's only because they've consumed your DNA. And that's on both ends. But I digress. A lot of people do not realize that their partner will have dreams that they may not understand. And a lot of times those dreams are about them, but it'll come to them in a form of where their brain can handle or computer understand, or it'll come situation based. And that is something that happens more often than not. And just some people don't sit and talk about it. A lot of couples really don't sit and talk about their dreams. Not saying that they all don't, because there are some that do, but not all of them. A lot of times, either the male or female, or female, female, male, male, whatever, they would feel comfortable going to a friend who they fear, or excuse me, who they feels share their spiritual views or can decipher, you know, what their human brain is just not capable of computing at that time. They'll share it with a friend. Now, some will share with their partners and they'll be able to sit down and decipher, okay, well, this is what this is and this is generally what this means and this and this and this. Oh, okay, so that means that I need to do X, Y, Z or we need to do X, Y, Z. And some people are able to see that. Some people are not. But it is important that it is imperative. It is important and imperative, as I repeat that, that you have that spiritual level of understanding with your lover. And if they don't understand you spiritually, that means they don't understand you energetically, which means you're not happy. People can fulfill your body and not fulfill your soul. People can fulfill just the pleasurable fleshy moments of you, but not fulfill your mind, your thought process, your energetic placements. So you always have to watch for that. So a lot of people that are into spirituality or are on their journey are celibate or they're not dating because they don't find it to be conducive to their life at that time. Or they have not found that same frequency. They have not found that same energy that matches exactly the caliber of individual that they are. sharing souls with someone is not easy, because you both still come from, you know, different hurt. You come from different background. You come from different pain. And even if you grew up in a similar situation, your situation is similar, not the same. And that's where a lot of people confuse shit. Things are similar. They're not the same. Because if they were the exact same, then that means that y'all probably is related. But even it's still, a brother and sister growing up in the same household is not going to have the same experience. And that is based off of their mindset. That is based off of their love language. That is based off of how well they are. They can execute different energies. And I know I made a TikTok about a week or so ago, and I called people out and was like, you know, the interesting part is that you guys place expectations on people without their knowledge, consent, or even trying to understand if they have the capacity and or the capability of executing said expectations, and even if they agree with those expectations. And I'm gonna tell you, people slammed me a few years ago, a few years back, when I told them, you know, that you should not live your life with expectations. And what I meant by that is living your life with expectations on another person. Does that person even know? Can they compute? Do they understand? Can they execute? Do they agree with? You know, a lot of people are like, these are my expectations. These are my expectations. These are my expectations. Yeah, you're going to expect that shit all you want to. It does not mean that another individual is obligated to conform to your expectations. And that is a person that is still operating in their ego. Now, it is a difference if you sit down and you have a very clear, very plain conversation with the individual that you are entering into a energetic contract with, i.e. a relationship. Energetic contract, yes, I said it. There is a difference if you all sit down and lay out, okay, this is what this means to me. This is what this means to me. You know, hey, this is how I view this. How do you view it? What do you feel about this? Do we have a commonality here? Is there two completely different ways that we see this? And if there is two completely different ways, is there a time where we're able to meet in the middle? Or is that something that's just going to be off the table? Or are we just not going to work? Nobody wants to sit down and actually have those type of conversations. Nobody wants to go over, you know, hey, listen, I am healing. These are the things that, you know, may have happened, or these are the things that I have grown through. And I do not want to pause or have any type of, you know, regression on my progress. One thing I will tell y'all, and some people don't agree with it, and that's okay if you don't agree. That's fine. But y'all gotta stop telling people that you want to be a part of your future the shit that has happened to you in the past. The only thing that you are doing is re-speaking that shit into existence. This person did blah, 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 blah. That other person can say, oh, I would never do that. That's messed up. That's this, that's that. But guess what's gonna happen? They're gonna do that shit anyway. Stop re-manifesting your trauma. You do not have to lay out every goddamn detail of what has happened when you are entering into a new energetic contract with another soul. Stop that shit. Stop remanifesting the bullshit back into your life. If you forgave or if you healed from that, then go on and heal from that. Period. So many people want to have a talk about exes. I don't give a shit. You don't need to talk to me about my ex. What we doing? All that other shit don't matter. What is it that we are doing? How are we going to operate? How that individual operated is how they operated. But let me come into you with a clean slate. I don't want you thinking about your ex when you're thinking about me. And I don't want to think about my ex when I'm thinking about you. we're sitting and we're building what we want to build, then let's do that. If I just so happen to have children with my ex, then okay, I have children with my ex. Our relationship dynamic shouldn't matter. The only thing that matters right now is our co-parentship. And if we don't have a co-parentship, if they're not on their P's or Q's, or if you are not on your P's and Q's, then that's a whole different realm. And I will tell you, I cannot, will not deal with a person who does not take care of their children. I won't do it. I will not deal with the person that is not passionate and or is not willing to take care of their children, whether they have custody or not. If you are not willing to put in the work, if I don't see forth the effort that you need to put forth for your child, then nah, we can't work. We can't deal. Because I don't respect that. I don't respect it. And I said exactly what I said. Now, if you are a person who's been shut out, you know, if you are a victim of parental alienation, then I expect you to have the proper channels. Don't just sit back and allow that shit to happen and say, oh, it's too expensive for a lawyer. They got lawyers that got pay plans. Shit, you bought some shoes, you could have put a down payment for a lawyer. So to me, there's no excuse. There's no excuse not to do what it is that you need to do because there's too many ways. Because me, I am the type of person that wants a solution, not excuses. What is the solution to the problem? Don't sit and complain to me and tell me what your issue is without also saying, however, this is my plan to fix it. Or this is my plan to, you know, make sure that this goes right. Or this is my plan to rectify the situation. I don't want you coming to me with a complaint. I want you to say, hey, this is what's going on, but this is my plan. Because you're an adult. We're adults. So, yeah, no. That just doesn't fly with me. And some people think I'm mean for that, and that's fine. I'll take that. I'll be mean over foolish any day. I'll be that. My attention span is very short. Because the moment you lose my interest is the moment that you lose me. The moment that it's a flag, you may as well forget about it. You may as well forget about it. And that's just me. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I'm not sorry. It's just me. Because I'm just not going to settle and I'm just not going to sit and tolerate. And that's not an expectation. That's just logical thinking. Because if you have an issue, then logically, you should be working toward a solution, not sitting there allowing the issue to fester. That's just the logic. So a lot of people would say, oh, you're emotionless. I'm not emotionless. I just use logic over my emotions. Does it make sense for me to be all angry and upset and this and that? No. He who controls his emotions controls his reality. And gone are the days where I allow anybody to control how I feel. Gone are the days where I allow anybody to control how I react to a situation. Gone are the days where I allow anybody to control or invoke me to be any other way than what I choose to be. Now, the only thing, of course, that'll take me from 0 to 100 are attacking my children. Because at that point, you're attacking my children. It ain't got nothing to do with me. You can say whatever you want to about me. I don't care. That's your opinion. That is your opinion, so you have to wear it. I said it time and time again, and I said I was going to make a TikTok about it. But I will continue to say, your reputation is what people perceive of you. Your character is what you choose to show them at any given time. Your authenticity is your vibration. Your vibration is you. And only you can truly be felt to be understood. And if people cannot feel you, that's their problem, not yours. That means that y'all not on the same frequency and they don't understand you. And I said what I said and I stand on that. Stay away from people who are committed to misunderstanding you. Stay away from people who are committed to not taking accountability and always want to deflect the conversation or always want to deflect and say, well, you did. We're not talking about me right now. We're talking about you. Stay away from people who don't know how to have a two-way conversation. There's no way in my adult life at this point, well, I should ever have to be overtalked because someone does not want to hear the trauma that they've placed on someone else. There is never a time as an adult that you should have to overtalk anybody. It is called a two-way conversation for a reason. If we cannot sit and have a two-way conversation, then we don't need to talk. There's nothing that we have to talk about. And that, for me, is not an opinion, that is fact. If you feel the need that you have to interrupt me every other word, or you have to respond because I'm saying something that is triggering you, you are unhealed. And there's a whole lot of work that you need to do. And we don't need to have a conversation because you're not ready. No matter how good your intentions are, no matter what greatness you meant for another person, you at some point have to realize, regardless if your intentions were the best in your eyes, you can be the villain in someone else's story. And not a lot of people are willing to look at that. So when you're trying to date someone in the spiritual community, there's a lot of layers. There's a lot of layers. And some just choose to stay single because not everybody is willing to do the work. Because that's what it is. This human experience is work. People are lazy. They want to skip. They want to skip the process. They just want to microwave the situation. And that's not how it works. So, it's a very interesting journey. Very interesting journey. Because it's not that you see faults in everybody. That's not the case. It's you can see if they're willing to do the work or not. And the moment I see that you're not willing to do the work, it's no point. It's a waste of my energy. And gone are the days when I waste my energy on another able-bodied human who can do the work but refuses to. So your journey is your journey. If you have found your person or found your person that you two have made a commitment to make it work, regardless of the growth cycles that you are going to have, I congratulate you. Continue to be those beacons and those examples for the world. So, I bid you guys adieu. Until next podcast.